I'm Tim McGuire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, and the seven House members serving as impeachment managers carried the articles to the Senate. Pelosi says President Trump failed to honor his oath.
He did not uphold his oath of office to protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Pelosi, before the House voted to send the articles on to the Senate, said the people deserve fairness.
Whatever the outcome, the American people want a fair trial, fair to the president, fair to the American people. The American people deserve the truth. The Constitution requires a trial, a fair trial.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, in his remarks, says it took Pelosi a month to actually hand the articles over to the Senate.
These delay tactics were self-serving, hypocritical, and discrediting. But they made an important admission. Some might even call it a concession. You proved a very big point. Democrats do not even believe their case was robust enough to win in a trial.
The Senate changes itself into an impeachment court tomorrow. Chief Justice John Roberts, who will preside at the trial, administering the oath to senators who will serve as jurors, swearing to deliver impartial justice. The trial itself will start next Tuesday. A Texas inmate with a history of violence against women died by lethal injection this evening for fatally shooting his fifth wife, who had feared she would never get out of her marriage alive. 64-year-old John Gardner was executed for the January 2005 slaying of Tammy Gardner. Prosecutors say the couple was getting a divorce when Gardner broke into his wife's home and shot her in the head. She died 2 days later at a hospital. Asked by the warden if he had a final statement, Gardner apologized several times to his wife, son, daughter, and mother. This is AP News. President Trump signs a trade deal.
The agreement eases tensions between China and the U.S. and is expected to boost exports on the U.S. side.
Together, we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
The agreement is intended to ease some U.S. economic sanctions on China, but does little to force Beijing to make major economic changes. Trade attorney Melissa Duffy thinks it's a good start.
There are some short-term wins, but it remains to be seen whether the long-term benefits will actually happen.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the agreement weak and feckless, saying President Trump acts tough on China.
But when the pressure is on, when jobs and livelihoods are at stake, he buckles.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
A 16-year-old student mistakenly shot and killed a classmate yesterday at a high school near Houston. Police say the boy was showing off a pistol he brought from home when he killed 19-year-old Cesar Cortez. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.